You can build simple Lightning components that are entirely self-contained. However, if you build more complex applications, you'll probably want to share code, and potentially client-side data, between components. In this article, we will explore strategies to share code between components, promote reuse, and avoid code duplication. Before we start, here are a few examples of code you may want to share between components. Code that provides access to a third-party service such as Twitter, LinkedIn or Facebook, backed by a custom Apex controller that makes the call out to the service. Code that provides access to IoT-connected devices. Collection of methods that provide general-purpose coding utilities, formatting, conversion, etc., similar to Moment.js for example. Domain-specific business logic, for example, financial formulas, etc. Data services that encapsulate data access logic in order to decouple the UI components from a specific data access strategy, data access abstraction layer. Data services that provide access to metadata, for example, picklist values. Transient services that provide access to a shared/non-persistent data model and some related methods. For example, a mortgage calculator service that exposes a transient data model, principal, rate, term, and related methods. With these examples in mind, let's take a close look at two code sharing strategies. Option 1, sharing code using a JavaScript library. You have probably already used LTNG required to leverage third-party libraries, like Leaflet and others, inside your components. You can also use LTNG required to import your own JavaScript libraries into your components. As an example, let's create a very simple counter library that provides a getValue method that returns the current value of the counter, and an increment method that increments the value of that counter. Creating the JavaScript library? To create the counter library, you would 1. Click File greater than new greater than static resource in the developer console. 2. Specify counter as the name and text/JavaScript as the MIME type and click Submit. 3. Implement the counter logic as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. There are of course different ways to structure JavaScript libraries. The code above uses the JavaScript module pattern. Using this closure-based pattern, the value variable remains private to your library. It can't be accessed directly by components using the library. You could also use libraries you package with build tools like Webpack, Browserify, and Rollup using the Universal Module Definition, UMD, format. Even though window.counter looks like a global declaration, counter is attached to the locker service secure window object and therefore is a namespace variable, not a global variable. Using the JavaScript library. Now that we created the counter library, we can use LTNG required to import it into Lightning components. As an example, let's create a myCounter component that provides a simple UI that exercises the counter methods. Component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Make sure you use the latest LTNG require syntax with $resource as displayed in the code above. More information here. Controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlight, counter.getValue and counter.increment are calls to your counter library. Singleton versus per component instance. In the specific implementation above, all the components use a single instance of the counter service. That means that the counter value is shared between all the components using that library. Depending on what you are building, that may or may not be what you want. If you needed each component using the library to have its own counter value, you could easily modify the implementation of the counter library as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. Window.counter is now a constructor function that components can use to create an instance of the counter service using the new operator, see below. You could also architect your service to support both the singleton and the per instance scope. We can now modify the myCounter component to create a new instance of the counter service in the AfterScripts loaded event and store it in a new attribute called counter. The component would now look like this. Component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Controller. skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Creating data services. You could also use the JavaScript library approach to create data services that encapsulate data access logic in order to decouple the component from a specific data access mechanism, or simply to avoid duplicating data access logic across components. As an example, let's create an account service library that encapsulates the data access logic to retrieve a list of accounts. First, let's create a JavaScript library named account service, file greater than new greater than static resource, implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We could then create an account list component implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And the component controller would look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Option 1 summary. Allows you to encapsulate logic you can share between components. Lightweight. Allows for singleton instance or per component instances. Easy to share data between components at the client side, using a singleton instance, less straightforward access to Lightning components infrastructure, for example, Lightning data service if the library is backed by an Apex controller, that controller must be declared on the components that use the library, or a controller equals my controller greater than that requirement makes it harder for a component to work with multiple libraries that are backed by different Apex controllers. The solution, in that case, is to front-end the different Apex controllers with a single Apex controller, assigned to the Lightning component, that then delegates the different methods to the appropriate controllers. Another solution to this specific situation is to use option 2 described below. Option 2, sharing code using a service component. The first Lightning components you built were probably visual components. They exposed a user interface that you built using UI controls like Lightning input, Lightning button, etc. But you can also build Lightning components that don't have a UI, and that are used to encapsulate logic that you want to reuse in other components. These non-visual components are often called service components. You build a service component the same way you build a UI component. The only difference is that it doesn't have any UI markup. You can then drop your service component in other Lightning components that need the service it provides. To facilitate communication, you can use Aura method to provide your service component with a public API that the parent component can call directly. As an example, let's create a service component implementation for the account service we created in option 1. The account service component markup could look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. No UI markup. The service component has a direct reference to the backing Apex controller, or a component controller equals account controller greater than. And the component's controller could look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. For brevity in this example, account service exposes a single method, find all. In a real-life application, you'd probably expose additional methods, find by name, find by id, etc. When building this type of service, consider using storable actions to enable client-side caching. Note that once you enable caching, you must also have a cache invalidation strategy. Now that we defined the account service component, we can drop it in other components that need a list of accounts. For example, you could create an account list component implemented as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. Note that you no longer have to declare the Apex controller on Aura component. The data access logic is fully encapsulated in account service. And the account list controller could be implemented like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Option 2 summary. Allows you to encapsulate logic you can share between components. You can use multiple service components inside a Lightning component, allowing you to essentially work with multiple Apex controllers from within the same component. Allows you to use other declarative constructs of the framework such as event registration and handlers, data service, force record preview, etc. Each parent component has its own instance of the service component. Sharing client-side data is therefore not always achievable with this approach. If that is a requirement, You could use option 1, singleton version, or combine both approaches, use component services that load, LTNG require, a JavaScript library that provides a singleton instance of a service. Great for services that are backed by an Apex controller. Source code. The source code for all the examples in this article are available in this GitHub repository. Summary. Service components and JavaScript libraries allow you to share code between components, promote reuse, and avoid code duplication. You can change the internal implementation of shared services without any impact on components that use them as long as the public API doesn't change. The service component approach is particularly well suited for services that are backed by an Apex controller. You can use both approaches in the same application, or even combine them, service component loading a JavaScript library, to leverage the right approach for the right task.